Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, scammers memanfaatkan ketakutan orang selama pandemi COVID-19. Penipuan umum seperti phishing untuk mencuri informasi pribadi, belanja online, dan penipuan pensiunan sangat marak. Berikut adalah cara untuk mengenali penipuan dan cara untuk melindungi diri Anda sendiri yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano. Scamwatch adalah sebuah situs yang dikelola oleh Australian Competition and Consumer Commission atau ACCC dan memberikan informasi kepada konsumen dan bisnis kecil tentang cara mengenali, menghindari, dan melaporkan penipuan. Situs web tersebut telah menerima lebih dari 6.400 laporan penipuan yang dikaitkan dengan virus corona dengan kerugian lebih dari 9.800.000 yang dilaporkan sejak wabah itu dimulai. Digital Health Agency adalah badan pemerintah Australia yang bertanggung jawab atas My Health Record, resep digital, dan sistem rujukan kesehatan Australia, serta program e-health lainnya. Dr. Steve Hambleton adalah kepala penasihat atau Chief Clinical Advisor untuk Australian Digital Health Agency. Ia mengatakan ada berbagai penipuan yang berkaitan dengan vaksin COVID-19 di Australia.
There are people selling fake vaccine appointments. And of course, to get an appointment, they need to know who you are. That's what they want. We've seen fake vaccines being offered to be mailed to you. Fake vaccine surveys. So they're going to ask you questions about the vaccine, about side effects perhaps. You might be asked for payment to send you a vaccine, which you shouldn't be paying for. Sometimes there's a charge for a pre-test prior to getting a vaccine. Again, you don't need any test prior to getting a vaccine. Maybe even a scam saying, put your name on a waiting list. You don't need to do that.
Digital Health Agency memperingatkan konsumen untuk waspada terhadap scammers yang menawarkan penggunaan generator sertifikat vaksinasi palsu online. Dr. Hambleton mengatakan kemungkinan besar mereka yang mencari sertifikat vaksinasi palsu akan memberikan informasi pribadi mereka termasuk rincian kartu kredit kepada penipu cyber dan ia akan menjadi korban pencurian identitas.
People are offering these fake certificates on the black market. Of course, providing you with a certificate is one problem, and that means you put yourself at risk and you put your family at risk. But to get that certificate, they're going to want personal information about you, and that's really what they want. They want identifying information, they want health information, and of course, that gives them the ability to steal your identity. It's really, really serious.
Dr. Hambleton mengatakan informasi kesehatan pribadi adalah komoditas berharga di forum web pasar gelap dan jika seseorang kehilangan kendali atas informasi itu, maka sangat sulit untuk mendapatkannya kembali. Dr. Hambleton menambahkan bahwa scammers juga berpura-pura menjadi lembaga pemerintah yang memberikan informasi tentang COVID-19 melalui pesan teks dan email phishing dengan tujuan mencuri informasi orang.
The other way of fooling people is to take images that look like they're from a government entity and add them to the emails or add them to the text messages. You know, MyGov, for example, there's been a large number of changes to MyGov and we've seen scams where images of the MyGov logo comes in. Don't click on that link because that's not the way MyGov will contact you. Go to the website directly. That's very important.
Scammers itu mungkin menelpon Anda atau menghubungi Anda melalui media sosial, email, atau pesan teks. Dr. Hambleton menyarankan orang-orang untuk berpikir dua kali sebelum mengklik tautan yang terdapat dalam email atau teks yang mencurigakan itu.
We're all getting emails now saying that a package couldn't be delivered. Please click on this link. Well, if you're not expecting a package, don't click on the link. You're getting accurate logos of these big organizations like eBay, like Amazon, like online shopping providers that look real. They're asking you for information. So if you're not expecting a package, be very suspicious about that package. And you might want to go back to the original purchase order rather than click on a link, because that's not how these businesses do business.
Seorang dosen security at the School of Computer Science di University of Sydney, Dr. Suranga Seneviratne, menjelaskan bagaimana malware dapat mencuri informasi pribadi seseorang.
They can create a link, so where the link contains the malware, the malicious software. So once you click on that link, the malicious software comes to your computer and gets installed. Once the software is there, silently, I mean, most of the malware, what they do, they are there in your computer for a period of time. So for example, the software actually can record whatever keys you type. They have a control and communication channel where they actually send all those information to the bad guys.
Para penipu sering membuat situs web yang terlihat resmi dan meniru identitas pemerintah, bisnis, atau bahkan teman Anda. Mereka juga dapat mengumpulkan informasi tentang orang yang menjadi target mereka, sehingga sebelum mereka melakukan kontak, mereka dapat memberikan beberapa informasi tentang diri Anda yang membuat mereka lebih meyakinkan. Scammers juga membuat toko online palsu yang mengklaim menjual produk yang tidak ada, mulai dari obat-obatan atau vaksinasi untuk COVID-19 hingga produk seperti masker wajah. Xiantong Cheng adalah profesor di School of Computing and Information Systems di University of Melbourne. Ia mengatakan, scammers biasanya mengincar detail pribadi seseorang.
If you have your name, address, date of birth, possibly your phone number as well, they can go to your financial institution and pretend to be you. It's the way that all official organizations would identify who you are.
Dan detail pribadi seseorang itu akan dijual belikan di web gelap yang dapat mengakibatkan pencurian identitas.
Your personal details are highly valuable and can be monetized. So what it means is that even if they are not getting money from you or credit card details, if they get your personal details, including your date of birth, where you live and all that, they can use that and sell that on or use it in ways to earn money from it. So that's what you would call identity theft, which is very damaging.
Dr. Cheng mengatakan pandemi telah menciptakan badai yang sempurna bagi scammers untuk menemukan mangsa yang mudah di masyarakat kita, baik dari perspektif sosio-psikologis dan ekonomi.
There are many things that sounds legit. It plays on people's fears, need for stability, security, urgency, anxiety. It masquerades as authority and it preys on people who are vulnerable, and vulnerable doesn't mean that you are weak or whatever. It's just that in particular circumstances, when you are anxiously looking for help, that's when they strike, and this is what we want to be careful of.
Dr. Hambleton menjelaskan, para scammer juga mengambil keuntungan dari orang-orang dalam kesulitan keuangan akibat COVID-19 dan mencoba mencuri uang pensiunan mereka atau dengan menawarkan layanan yang tidak perlu namun membebankan biaya.
There's been an early access to superannuation earlier in this pandemic, and again, preying on people who are desperate or at risk. You know, there are links to say, go here and we can get you early access to superannuation or government services or Centrelink. All of these things prey on the vulnerable. The tax office does not contact you like that via a text message or via an email generally. So be suspicious. All of those things that are offering early access to money or want your personal details, you got to be really careful.
Oleh sebab itu, Dr. Hambleton mengatakan penting bagi mereka yang telah tertipu untuk melaporkannya.
There's been thousands of scams reported, and there's people have actually lost money, and people get embarrassed about that and they don't report it. And if you think you've been scammed, you really should tell someone, you really should inform people. And look, if you're worried about scams, you should. There is a website which will help you. It's called scamwatch.gov.au, and I'd really recommend people going there and taking a look.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.